goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Friday at noon. Snow is everywhere here in New York. And normally, I would tell you to listen to the show while you snuggle up with that special someone who in all likelihood is not your spouse. But today, I don't want to start that day. For as Mr. Foggia has said, sometimes love goes astray and you walk the lonesome night. Before I get into the show, I have two things I want to say. First of all, I am asking my listeners for advice. I am meeting a four-year-old woman tomorrow, that's right, four, who is afraid of men. I am asking for suggestions on an icebreaker gift. Give us a call at 877-480-4120. Also, I want to tell you that I went to the theater last night and I saw a very off-Broadway play at the 13th Street Repertory Company called The Ice Cream Man Cometh. It's there tonight, tomorrow, matinee, and tomorrow night. My suggestion is you go see it. Okay, guess what? We are only 2.5 weeks away from the hallmark holiday called Valentine's Day. Let me give you tip number one. If you are in a relationship, do not refer to it as a hallmark holiday. Ask my soon-to-be ex. Such a comment annually made by me does not curry favor. Let's face it. Contemporary society places a premium on hearts and flowers, particularly on Valentine's Day. But sometimes Valentine's Day is celebrated, or in this case, experienced alone. You may have just broken up a relationship, you may have just divorced, and your partner might have died. Then you don't have romance on Valentine's Day, but you're bombarded with images of couples cooing in the night, of chocolates and flowers and hearts and the like. What do we do? If you would like to share your ideas, or if you have questions, or if you just want to chat about this topic or something else related to a divorce, or you want to give me advice about that breaking the ice gift for a four-year-old, give us a call here at 877-480-4120. Too shy to call? How about emailing me at larry@divorcebybloom.com? No spaces. And I will try and get to that. But don't be shy. Give us a call. And as always, if you like what you hear, don't keep us a secret. Tell someone, tell everyone you know about this show and about the entire Talking Alternative Network. I have some thoughts about what to do, some from my own experience and some from my research. As I've said before, I view this show, like most things in life, as a lawyer. That is my education and my life's work for these past 31 years. Man, 31 years. So as a lawyer, I did research. Much of what I will be saying today comes from Aurora Winter, who wrote a book entitled From Heartbreak to Happiness. I've been in touch with Aurora's people and plan to have her on the show sometime in February or March. Unfortunately, we couldn't book her today, but I want to talk about those subjects because, quite frankly, I think pre-Valentine's Day, there are certain things that we should talk about. And like I said, I only have two more shows after this one until Valentine's Day. So we're going to be talking about that. Now, Valentine's Day, of course, is a divorce lawyer's favorite holiday, along with New Year's, which for making resolutions. But in all seriousness, I have a lot to say on this subject. And I think that the timing today is apropos with what can be a very, very lonely time. Before I get into specifics, I have a mantra. No, it's not, I am sexy, I am a god. That's a different mantra. Rather, you'll like this one. It is better to be lonely because you are alone than it is to be lonely within a relationship. Let me say that again. It is better to be lonely because you are alone than it is to be lonely within a relationship. When I realized the true impact of this statement, I knew my own marriage had passed the point of no return. It got to the point where I would go to social functions alone, and I'd have a good time. And then I would go to a social function with my wife, and I would be lonely. That is no way to live. I'm going to start by talking about the history of Valentine's Day. I'll start at the beginning. What's the beginning? Well, there are a lot of opinions about the origin of Valentine's Day. Let me start with the following. Experts say that it originated with Saint Valentine, who was a Roman martyred for refusing to give up Christianity. He died on February 14th, 269, the same day that had been devoted to love lotteries. And after the break, I'm going to talk about love lotteries. Legend also says that Saint Valentine left a farewell note to his jailer's daughter, who had become his friend. I don't know if that's friend with asterisks around it or not, but he signed it, "From Your Valentine." Isn't that sweet? Of course, that was his name. Other aspects of the story say that Saint Valentine served as a priest at the temple during the reign of Emperor Claudius. Claudius had Valentine jailed for defying him. And then in 496 AD, Pope, and I'm sure I'm pronouncing this wrong, Gelasius, G-E-L-A-S-I-U-S, set aside February 14 to honor Saint Valentine. We're going to talk more about the history of Valentine's Day in a minute. Please give us a call at 877-480-4120 to talk about Valentine's Day. I could do a monologue, but I'd rather talk to you. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, guestless here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Eagles, Best of My Love. You know, practically the entire song is applicable to divorce law. It has, the bridge has the great lyric, "Every morning I wake up and worry, what's going to happen today? You see it your way, and I see it mine, but we both see it slipping away." Interesting song for Valentine's Day, Sam. Thank you. First, before we go back to the show, I want to give a shout out to Slovakia and Mexico. I understand we have listeners there today, and I want to say thank you for listening. If you want to call in, you know the number, 877-480-4120. The Talking Alternative Network has listeners in over 65 different countries. We are really growing. But now back to Valentine's Day. As you all know, February 14th became the date of exchanging love messages, and Saint Valentine became the patron saint of lovers. The date has also been marked by sending poems and simple gifts such as flowers. And sometimes there was a social gathering or a ball. In the United States, remember we're in the United States, Miss Esther Howland is given credit for sending the first Valentine's Day cards. And commercial Valentines were introduced in the 1800s. And as we all know, the date is currently commercialized to such a degree that I have labeled it the Hallmark holiday. You should also know that there's a little town in Colorado called Loveland, Colorado. And apparently they do a lot of business around February 14th for everybody who wants postmarks with the Loveland postmark on it. Children send out Valentines in school. Now, you remember before the break, I talked about the love lottery. Then, I found this in my research, so I went to look and see what the love lottery was all about, and I got another version of the Valentine's Day story. Again, ancient Rome, February 14th was a holiday to honor Juno, who was the queen of the Roman gods and goddesses. And the Romans also knew her as the goddess of women and marriage. Who knew there was such a goddess? The following day, February 15th, began the Feast of Lupercalia. And I know I pronounced that wrong. Get this. The lives of young boys and girls were strictly separate. However, one of the customs of the young people was name-drawing. On the eve of the festival of Lupercalia, the names of Roman girls were written on slips of paper and placed into jars. Now, when I read that, I realized I'm old enough to remember the 1960s with its sexual revolution, open marriages, and as I am reminded often, times when one gender would throw their hotel key in a jar or a bottle, with the other gender picking a key to determine their partner for the night. While my parents, just in case my father's listening, while my parents were not participating, I know this did occur at the hotel around my summer camp. I guess the 60s weren't as enlightened, as revolutionary as was thought, as this all seems to stem from ancient Rome. Anyway, each young man would draw a girl's name from the jar, and they would be partners for the duration of the festival. And the festival was about a month long, with the girl whom he chose. Sometimes the pairing of these young people lasted an entire year, and on many occasions they would fall in love and later marry. Under the rule of Emperor Claudius II, commonly known as Claudius the Cruel, go figure. Rome was involved in many bloody and unpopular campaigns. He was having a difficult time getting soldiers to join his military leagues. He believed the reason was that Roman men did not want to leave their loves or families. As a result, Claudius canceled all marriages and engagements in Rome. As a divorce lawyer and a soon-to-be-divorced man, I have mixed thoughts on this. Maybe we should bring love lotteries back, either ancient Roman style or 60s style. Give me your thoughts. Again, our number here, 877-480-4120. Well, at about this time, when Claudius the Cruel was canceling marriages and engagements, Saint Valentine, then just Valentine, was a priest in Rome. He and Saint Marius, and I'm guessing that marriage was named after Saint Marius, again, he wasn't a saint at the time either, aided the Christian martyrs and secretly married couples. And for this deed, Valentine was apprehended and dragged before the prefect of Rome, who condemned him, to be beaten to death with clubs and to have his head cut off. One wasn't enough. They had to hit him over the head till he was dead and then cut his head off. So he suffered from martyrdom on February 14th in the year 270. At that time, the custom in Rome was to celebrate the month of February as Lupercalia, feast in honor of a heathen god. On these occasions, with a lot of different pagan ceremonies, the names of young women were placed in a box from which they were drawn by the men as chance delivered. The pastors of the early Christian church in Rome wanted to get rid of the pagan element in these feasts and substituted the names of saints for those of maidens. So Lupercalia began in the middle of February. Pastors used St. Valentine's Day for the celebration of the new feast. Again, men choosing maidens for Valentine's, saints as patrons for the coming year, and that's the way it was. As I conclude my history of Valentine's Day, I want to bring up two other dates. In 1836, not too long ago, St. Valentine's body was exhumed from the catacombs of St. Hippolytus near Rome. And they were placed in a gilded casket and transported to Dublin, Ireland. And if you want to go visit his remains, you can go to Dublin today. And they have a very big tourist event of going to visit the remains of St. Valentine. There are relics of St. Valentine in France, in Vienna, and in Glasgow. And what story of the history of Valentine's Day would not be complete without February 14th, 1929. That was the St. Valentine's Day massacre. Al Capone, Bugs Moran, shooting it out with machine guns in a red brick warehouse in Chicago. So tip number two, rent a comedy. Laugh a little. This St. Valentine's Day massacre was the jumping off point for the movie Some Like It Hot, the 1959 movie classic with Marilyn Monroe, Tony Curtis, and Jack Lemmon, often called the funniest comedy ever made. If you're all by yourself and you don't want to go out and mingle and meet people, go home and laugh a little. I'm going to talk about, now my history lesson is over, we're going to talk about what we can do when we come back from the break. I am Larry Bloom, the host of The Divorce Hour here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
And making love was just for fun. Those days are gone. Alone. I think of all the friends I knew, but when I dial the telephone, nobody's home.
By myself, Eric Carmen. Very appropriate. Now, if Sam could only find I'm All Alone from the soundtrack of Spamalot, my day will be complete. We have David on the phone. Hello, David.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
Calling from sunny South Florida. 75 degrees. Life is good.
Bite me. Bite me.
I don't think that's a nice thing to say to your first caller of the day.
Well, you're probably right, but I will tell you that when I crossed West 72nd Street, I went over a foot of snow and then into a bottomless puddle.
Oh, so, you got the wet socks.
I got the wet. Well, I have work boot. I have work boots on today, so I.
Oh, totes.
Yes, no, better than totes. How are you today, Dave?
Fabulous. I have a couple. I have a comment about the Valentine's Day thing.
Okay.
You know, you may be a historian, but you're obviously not a very good historian.
Thank you.
Because you.
I love you too.
Because the thing about Valentine's Day, before St. Valentine's Day was exhumed, Valentine's Day had become a holiday where they sent greeting cards and loving greetings to people who loved each other. But when they exhumed Valentine and he was sent to Ireland, he actually invented, and I'm surprised you didn't know this, the first scratch and sniff Valentine's Day card.
I'm listening.
Are you aware of that?
Go ahead. I'm waiting for the punchline.
That was it. You need to put that in your show. Next, your Valentine's Day show. Next.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to keep that in mind for when I do my stand-up routine. Just so you know, I am about to turn 57, and I have promised myself that on my 60th birthday, I'm doing stand-up live somewhere.
And I will be there.
Very good. Thank you.
I will be there. I actually have a little joke, but if you don't have time for it...
No, I have all the time in the world for you.
Super.
Go.
It's a South Florida joke. Two couples, they're having dinner at each one of the houses after dinner. After the dinner, they're sitting around. The women go to the kitchen, and the men sit on the couch. But one of the men doesn't have a very good memory, which is common in South Florida. And the guy with the bad memory says to the other guy, says, you know, my wife and I were at this restaurant the other day, and it was really terrific. And the other guy on the couch says, what was it called? What was it? And the guy with the bad memory says, the restaurant, the name of the restaurant. He says to his friend, he says, help me out here. What do you call that special holiday where if you love someone, you send them a gift or a card, or they're in school and they send a message over there? And this guy says, Valentine's Day. He said, right. He says, on Valentine's Day, you go to a special store where they sell these things that are alive and they come in pots. And then you give them to the one, the guy says, a plant. He says, exactly. He says, and those special people that you really love, you go to the store where they sell those plants, and they sell this particular kind of a, it's like a flower on a stick with a sharp things that you stick and you can bleed. And the guy says, a rose. The guy says, exactly. He calls out to the kitchen, Rose, what was the name of that holiday restaurant we ate at the other day?
Very good.
I don't know if it was worth the wait.
Very good.
I kind of muffed it.
Thank you. No, that's all right. I may steal that.
Have a good Thanksgiving. A good
Thanksgiving. Hey, man, this has been a very fast year.
Yes.
David, do you have anything else you want to say?
What's that?
Do you have anything else you want to say?
You're a great guy, and life is good here. The second marriage is better than the first.
Well, you know, in order to have a...
My divorce was my most wonderful day.
You know, I hope and pray that the day of my divorce is sooner rather than later. I have a trial date set. I thought I had settled my divorce 10 days ago. But apparently somebody is going backwards.
Mazel tov. You know, I have to say also that I'm in the old people business down here in Florida, so I take care of older people. I'm a doctor. And patients often come in and their shoulders are sloped, and they say, what's wrong? And they say that their kids are going through a divorce and they're all depressed. And the first thing I say is, mazel tov. Congratulations. Your child has another chance. Your child has another chance to get it right in life. And how often do you really get another chance to repair or to make right something? It's unusual. So you should grab it. You should go for it. You should be grateful that you have another chance, because you only get one.
I don't know. What do you mean you only get one?
Only one life.
Oh, only one life. You only might. You life. Could get a second chance, a third chance, fourth
no,
chance.
That's true.
You're forgetting I'm in the divorce business.
I know. You get repeat customers. Do you give a discount for a repeat customer?
Of course. I don't give them the increase in the hourly rate.
Good for you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. That was Dave from Florida. Feel free to call in with your comments or your jokes. 877-480-4120. Tip number three. These are Larry's tips. These are not Aurora's tips. We'll get to Aurora's tips hopefully in a little while. And if I have leftover, we'll bring a little Aurora in another show. Tip number three. Find a support group. Don't know how to do that? This is the computer age. What I did was I Googled divorce support groups, which led me to something called meetup.com. So I'm saving a step. Go straight to meetup.com and look for something that interests you. They have groups on quilting. They have groups on hiking. They have groups on divorce. I was interested in divorce support, so I started my research there. Remember what I said at the beginning of the show. I've been a divorce lawyer for 3 decades and thought I knew everything there was to know about divorce before becoming a litigant myself and realizing how little I truly knew. So I thought a divorce support group was right for me. But if you are into any particular activity like hiking or, you know, bowling, there are literally thousands of groups to choose from. In fact, as Sam is holding fingers up for me, I know that Sam has his own meetup group talking about the laws of attraction. And I don't know, one day I might actually have Sam in as my guest to talk about the laws of attraction. I think it's appropriate for the divorce hour. But there are literally thousands of groups. You can put in your, what distance you want to travel. You can even pick a topic, and when new groups are formed, you're automatically notified. Interestingly, as my recurring listeners may know, I send out an email announcement talking about what I'm going to talk about during the show and inviting you to call in. Well, a friend of mine from the group that I attend the most often sent me an email telling me I was not alone on Valentine's Day and that there was a dinner planned for the group and I was welcomed. How about that? People accepting me as me without conditions and qualifications and going out of their way to let me know that I was a part of them. I can't tell you how great that is. This particular group has discussions about divorce and its aftermath. It has activities. And everyone is free to participate or demur, which is, of course, a lawyer word, as they so choose. In fact, a week from Sunday, I will be Super Bowling with this group. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about what Aurora recommends. If you have a question, if you have a comment, 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, and we are here at TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
I am one happy man. That was Tim Curry from the original Broadway cast of Spamalot singing I'm All Alone. Not so bad. It's not so bad to be all alone. Okay, I'm no expert on this. I'm just a divorce lawyer who has this little hobby as a talk show host. But I did do some research, and Aurora Winter, I discovered. For what it's worth, I discovered it through one of the actors in The Ice Cream Man Cometh. So please, if you've got nothing to do over the weekend, West 13th Street, I recommend it highly. Aurora Winter is an interesting woman. I've read her book, From Heartbreak to Happiness. It's a book that chronicles her recovery from the sudden unexpected death of her 33-year-old husband, leaving her as a widow with a 4-year-old child. Well, the book is really about her recovery, and it's an easy read. Not as easy read as Marina Lombardi's book, but she was a kid when she wrote it. Aurora Winter has used her heartbreak to help people. She, in fact, is a grief counselor now. And she claims that from the 5 steps that I'm going to detail with you, that her clients are much happier. And that a number, I don't know what that number is, it might be one, have even gotten engaged and married. Pretty impressive. So what are the 5 steps? Finding love after a divorce, death, or a breakup. 5 steps, and I'll give you the 5 first, and then I will go into a little more detail. Get clear. No mixed signals. Release the past. That sounds like a good one. Improve yourself and choose gratitude. Okay, Aurora, what does get clear mean? You need to know for yourself. You need to be clear, focused on the values and goals that you want in a new relationship. And you know what? I have 2 children. They are of those impressionable ages of 18 and 22. They are not looking for love after a breakup. They're just looking for love for the first time. And I think that getting clear on on the values and goals for your relationship are really important. And, you know, maybe if I had done the show prior to me getting married, maybe there would be a whole different history of my life. But Ms. Winter, or Rowe Winter, suggests writing down the top 12 characteristics and putting them in order of priority. For instance, do you want a good listener? Do you want somebody who's financially successful? Do you want someone who has good family values, who's loyal, who's kind, who's creative or attentive, somebody who's healthy, at least from her aspect, I would assume that's important. Handsome, I'll use that to be, change that to physically attractive, because women usually, any woman who is referred to as handsome is usually old and frumpy. So self-confident, likes to travel. People, according to Aurora in her book, people will consistently behave in a way that makes them feel important. What makes your ideal partner feel important? Get clear on these things. Step two, no mixed signals. Okay, you're clear and you stay clear. That means not giving any mixed signals. Look at your top 12. The top three should be your must-haves. Let's say family values and being attentive would be two of the three. And successful, we'll throw that in. Three, if your potential partner or somebody you're dating doesn't have these three traits, don't get involved with them. Don't even meet them from coffee. Don't waste your time. See, your dating is designed to see if the four through six, the top half of the traits you require, is possessed by this potential partner and whether a relationship is worth exploring. I know for me, I met a woman and, you know, she picked a few things about me that she did not like. And it got to the point where basically she says, we have no future, but I'd be more than happy to continue to go out with her. And my attitude was, I'm not looking to go out just for the sake of going out. I am looking for, as quaint and as trite as this may sound, I'm looking for my soulmate. I'm looking for the woman who possesses, all right, I'm going to be thoughtful now. I want them to have all 12 of the top 12 traits. And I could not imagine being with someone, even casually, who doesn't possess the potential for a future. Aurora says step three is releasing the past. Bitterness, resentment, and anger are common after a divorce or breakup. People who've lost a spouse to death frequently yearn for their late spouse. According to Aurora Winter, nothing repels new love faster than an unresolved grief over the past. The five steps that I'm going through are a combination lock to open your heart. According to Ms. Winter, you should not skip any of the steps. If you have unresolved heartbreak from a divorce, death, or a breakup, you have to get support to heal. So what we're talking about here is get over it. Get over yourself. Do not bring to your new relationship the woman who you thought you were going to spend the rest of your life with, who decided you're not a part of her, that she didn't want to spend the rest of her life with you. Don't talk about how much you miss your late husband, your late wife. I know I dated a woman who was a widow. She was a recent widow. And I found that recent widows and widows for a period of time, they go through their own process. And the weirdest thing about dating a widow was when they refer, Well, when a divorced person, woman refers, if at all, to their ex, they call them their ex, or some four-letter word, or some other bad thing. Not terribly attractive, doesn't help the new relationship at all, but they refer to them as something in the past. A widow refers to her dead husband as my husband. It's really weird when you're starting a relationship with somebody new to hear them talk about their husband. Okay, step four, improve yourself. You know, we talk about the top 12 traits. Do you possess those top 12 traits? And if not, how could you be attractive to that special someone? You've got to work on yourself. Aurora says, when I described my ideal partner, I asked myself if I was a match for the amazing men I had just described. I wasn't, so I got to work on myself. Now, years later, her partner, her life partner, is everything that she has on her list and more. Improve yourself so that you're a good match for your ideal partner. And are we going to break or are we taking a caller? We're going to take a break and then we're going to talk about step five. And if we have that caller still on the line, we are going to go forward and talk about choosing gratitude. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
That is the incomparable Janis Joplin, Piece of My Heart. We have Greta on line one. Greta, did you call to take a little piece of my heart?
You know what? I called because this topic, this whole idea of being alone on Valentine's Day, is so juicy.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you my thoughts.
I'm listening.
You know, everyone has this attachment to holidays. New Year's Eve, oh, they put the big gold standard on that. It's got to be the best night of your life.
New Year's Eve is amateur's night.
Really? You look at Valentine's Day, oh, be still my heart. I would rather be alone with my dog or my best girlfriend on Valentine's Day than with the wrong guy.
Okay.
So if you're alone and it's by a good conscious choice, it's a beautiful thing.
You're 100% right. So let me ask you Greta, since you called in, what are you doing on Valentine's Day?
You know what? I don't even know. I'll be in L.A., so I'll probably be with my best girlfriend and maybe my dad. How perfect.
Your dad is the perfect Valentine. I only wish my daughter felt the same way.
Oh, well. And you know, one of the things, Larry, and I think you're going to have a guest on here pretty soon, this whole idea of sociopaths.
Yes. That's
Can
the
I go there for just a minute?
Sure.
Do you know that 1 in 25 people has sociopathic tendencies? Okay.
I thought the statistic was that was men, not people. Men have a higher sociopathic rate than women.
No surprise.
And
but here's the deal.
Yes.
I have tons of friends, and I can speak for myself. These guys are so good. They're so sweet. They're so nice. They're so soft-spoken. They never raise their voice until they blow. And when that flip side shows up, the vitriol that comes out, the anger, the repressed everything for however long, speaks volumes about the reality of the whole romance that preceded it. So I'd rather be alone with someone real, but I want to stay out of that sociopath zone.
Okay, that's a lead-in. I believe the woman's name is Sheila Sterling. She wrote a book called Love or Illusion, and she will be in on February. No, actually, she won't be in. She'll be on the phone on February 11th.
I'm going to be on. I got to listen to that.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say, Greta?
Yeah, just, you know, and this is to the women and the men, I guess, that are going to be spending Valentine's Day alone. You know, enjoy it. Do something that makes you feel good. Because, again, being in the wrong relationship, going on the wrong date just because it's Valentine's Day and you think you got to be out there, you know, don't go there. Do something. Go get a massage and a facial and have a good dinner either by yourself or with a great friend and enjoy the fact that you're making really good conscious choices and not going down the wrong road.
Great, great advice. Thank you so much for calling. Tell all your friends to listen to the show. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're almost out of time, but let me just recap the five strategies. They are get clear, no mixed signals, release the past, improve yourself, and choose gratitude. Okay. Write down every day 5 things you're grateful for. Write down at least one thing you appreciate about yourself. It could be your kindness, your smile. For me, it's my eyelashes. It could be your parenting strategies. And refuse to give your energy to any of the negative and critical thoughts. Don't sabotage yourself. Get clear, stay focused, release the past, improve yourself, and choose gratitude. And that way you'll find love after a divorce, breakup, or death. Please, my friends, stay tuned for Tony Martinetti's show. The show is entitled I Am Looking, or as my late mother-in-law would have said, I am looking. Savvy strategies for you and your job search. This has been the Divorce Hour. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice. I am Larry Bloom. Hear it. Have a great week, everybody, and listen to TalkingAlternative.com.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Tell me, bum, 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 bum.